This is After the Final Rose with Dante and Alana, a siblings podcast talking everything Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Welcome back to another episode of After the Final Rose with Dante and Alana. We're excited to be back. We didn't get to get out of podcast last week, but we're getting down to the end of it, and Tayshia is knocking off guys one after one. Last time we talked, I believe there were like 12, and as we meet today, there's, well, in terms of Monday's episode, there were 7, but at the end of Tuesday's episode, there's 4, but we will get to that. But
no, that 3.
Monday's 4, because, oh, 3, yes. Yes, because in the hometown, she knocks off one of the guys.
Yep.
But Monday's episode, it begins. Chris comes back finally. Love JoJo, but happy to see Chris back.
Yeah, me too.
And it starts off with a one-on-one. And for me, this has been an anticipated one-on-one because I've been a big fan of Blake this whole season. He's just, I don't know.
We haven't got much of him.
We haven't. But I feel like he was always like, not a front runner, but I feel like he was always like the attention in a way. Like he got a lot of attention without getting a lot of time with Tayshia.
And but, I think that's because we started off with him. Didn't he have one of the first one-on-ones with Claire?
Yes. Yeah. He was one of the, I think, only people to really
him and Jason
have a connection. Yeah. With Claire. But he did stick around for a while.
Way longer than I thought.
Mm-hmm. And their date was a little weird. It was, I don't even know how to describe it. They were getting like cleansed.
It reminded me of, and I actually thought of this and then I saw a bunch of memes of it. But do you remember when JoJo and Chase did the yoga scene? And there's literally a picture of JoJo sitting on Chase the same way that Tayshia
really
and Blake are together. And that's exactly what it reminded me of, except obviously Chase made it further than Blake, but
it was
very weird, but it definitely like showed the audience that they were like, not, there was no connection there. Like you could tell Tayshia felt so uncomfortable and wanted that date to end.
Yeah. So when Tayshia, the lady, she had Tayshia sit on Blake, and I was waiting for like somebody to smile or like show some type of emotion. And they both haven't had like the deadest face, like it was just completely
so serious,
blank. And right then and there I was like, Blake is not making it into hometowns. And she said it right away. She was like, or at least in like the side interviews, that she didn't feel that like much with Blake, and she did end up sending Blake home. And the thing is she didn't have as much of a connection as some of the other guys, but it was probably her hardest goodbye.
Yeah. And honestly, a lot of people made comments about that because they were like, how is she crying this hard over Blake when like we didn't really get to see much of a connection with them? And I'm wondering if it was just like more of a, not I'm saying goodbye to Blake, but she started realizing like, I need to say goodbye to Blake, to Riley. Maybe she thought other people in her head. And I think she just had an emotional breakdown. I don't really think it was necessarily like her being that upset about Blake. But I had it in my notes that I was shocked that she says before she went into the date, she was like, I am considering Blake for hometowns. And I was like, what? Mm-hmm. Like, what am I missing between the two of them? Because you don't see much. So I guess maybe it just like wasn't enough to show on air or give enough to get ratings. I don't know. But I mean, I guess behind closed doors, they could have had a lot of good connection and talks.
And they kept talking about it. They did have a connection, but they kept saying they needed more time. They needed more time. And I think, I feel like out in the real world, and I mean, in terms of what we learned of Tayshia, like that could have been a couple that worked out. But once again, they are pressed for time. And I mean, there's 7 guys left at that time.
Yeah.
And she had better connections with some of the other guys, but like we said, she was broken up, and I think she was realizing that she did need to send guys home, and she needed to make that decision who to keep for hometowns, and that was her next move. She went straight to the guys, like where they hang out, and she pulled Riley away and they started talking and she was like, I don't want to take you home. I think it was kind of, and meet your family if I know you're not the one at the end of this, because mm-hmm. Riley's constantly talked about how, you know, his relationship with his family isn't the best.
Yeah, he's still building it.
And she didn't want to put him through that if she knew he wasn't the one for her at the end of this.
The thing that kind of rubbed me the wrong way, and I guess I don't know timelines with Bachelor, but the fact that, like, she still had Bennett sitting there waiting while she was, like, sending.
Oh, yeah.
And the guys didn't even know. And, like, she sent Blake and Riley home and was like, I need to just, like, send guys home that I just, like, don't, you know, can't see going to hometowns. And it's like, then why do you still have Bennett sitting around? Like, what a waste of time. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I have to say I was very, very torn by her sending Riley home. I felt like she had a way better connection with him than Noah and Bennett to keep them there. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know. I think I saw more from those two, and we saw Riley start to unfold for her. And I was was heartbroken to see him leave.
Mm-hmm. I think she came to a big realization when she sent Blake home that this is serious, and, you know, they're going to meet the families. And I just don't think she wanted to waste his time and continue to lead him on and put him through that. But I definitely agree. It looked like they had, like, those two had a better connection than most of the other guys. Like, I would say, I mean, arguably that those two had a better connection than maybe her and Ivan.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say pretty evenly.
I think her and Riley, they were always real and they were authentic in, like, whatever they talked about and, you know, how they felt in their relationship. But Riley was sent home, and that brought it down to six guys mm-hmm. for this final rose ceremony. And so that was Ivan, Ben, Zach, Brendan. Is it Brendan or Brandon?
Brendan,
and then Noah, and lo and behold, Bennett. Bennett came back, and, I mean, he came back confident.
Didn't you learn the first time when you had the one-on-one, like, don't be that cocky, don't be that confident, like, you don't know, and he was so confident in that, and then he went home, mm-hmm. like, why are you that confident again? Because you told her you loved her?
But yeah, Chris Harrison ended up canceling the cocktail party because Tayshia had her mind made up. She didn't want to waste their time. And
I get that. Like, if you already know who you're going to send home, why waste your time and sit there and talk through with all of them? Like, just send them home. And I know it, like, makes the guys mad, but, like, mm-hmm. if you know, you know.
And I think that boosted Bennett's ego even more, because in that moment, he's thinking, I mean, if she's canceling the cocktail party, I'm definitely going through, because, like, why am I here?
Yeah.
And Bennett was sent home.
Yeah.
And I wasn't surprised. I just didn't see him going through. And that has me wonder, why would she have him come back
if I know
he wasn't being sent through? I mean, I love seeing Bennett disappointed. I liked Bennett at the beginning of the season, but as the season went on, I was like, please get him off my TV. But it's not right for her to do that to him, but I mean, I was okay with it.
See, I feel like, once again, we don't know the timeline, but I do understand where, if this was, like, maybe two nights before, in that moment, Tayshia was like, because some people do, like, I know of a lot of people that are like, I don't like to make rash decisions right in the moment. I like to sleep mm-hmm. on it. I want some time. So maybe she was like, okay, what if he just told me I love you. What if, like, I feel the same way? Like, I need to think on this. I don't want to send him home right away. So she kept him. And then maybe, like, I don't know, 2 days later, a day later, she was just like, no, he's got to go home. Like, I don't feel the same way mm-hmm. with him. Like, we just don't know the timeline. So I do get it in the sense, but yeah, it sucks. Like, you stayed and then you were sent home again.
Yeah. And Bennett was not the only one sent home. Noah was as well. And I see once it was down to those six, I just had a feeling who the final four were going to be, and that Bennett and Noah were going to get sent home. And then that leaves Ivan, Brendan, Ben, and Zach.
Which are my four, my prediction, which I did listen back to ours, and I'm pretty sure you had predicted Ivan.
I might have put Blake in there, but I'm not sure.
No, you said Ivan, Zach, and then you were like, you said those two, and then you were like,
I don't think I would have put Brendan in at the time.
No, then you said, and maybe Ben.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I just didn't know, because we really didn't have.
I didn't think Brendan either. We didn't
know the guys at the time because Claire didn't give anybody a chance.
Right. And honestly, I think I only thought Brendan was because I saw more in the promo, like more pictures of him. So I was like, oh, okay, he makes it pretty far.
Mm-hmm. And that episode wraps up and goes straight into the mental all. And there's a lot of guys missing from the mental all. So I'm sure it has to do with just not being able to quarantine because of work and your schedule.
And I think they take off. When you have like a production crew, I mean, that's probably 10 people alone. Then you have Chris and you have Tayshia. Like, they probably couldn't have under laws maybe that many people there. But I did read like Chasen tweeted that he was supposed to be there, but I think he got sick or something. Mm-hmm. So he didn't want to risk it. Obviously everyone was wondering where Easy was, if it had to do with like the claims that are out against him. There was someone else. Oh, I really liked
Spencer wasn't there either.
Spencer wasn't there, Joe, I was mad about. I was okay about Spencer because I thought he was pretty, like, besides his first annoying entrance, like, he really didn't talk. We didn't really get much of him after that. But Joe was so funny and so nice. Like, I would have liked to get a little bit more from him and see his reactions to stuff. But
I do think Joe, because they always pick those guys like Joe to go on Paradise. He reminds me of Venmo. Do you remember the guy a few years ago? Why can't I remember his name? John, maybe? The guy on Paradise who was like the creator of Venmo. Yes. He just reminded me.
I can't
think
of his name.
Joe reminds me of him. So I think we could see Joe pop up in Paradise. But, oh, yeah. But, it starts off with DeMar calling out Ed, and that's kind of how it all started with Ed's feud with Chasen. And, you know, Ed went back on his word that – not went back, he reinstated, I guess the word, his original claims that, you know, Chasen was fake and that he was only on for the likes instead of the love.
And I was happy DeMar made a point because if you think about it, like – those guys are the ones who really do see it all. Like, we don't get to see everything behind closed doors. And DeMar called him out and was like, I got to know Chasen. Like, you didn't. You chose not to like him. And he actually wasn't there for the likes like he want. Like, I really like when guys do that. And we see that again. Like, DeMar sticks up for, I think, Noah as well.
Yeah, yes.
And, yeah, like, I feel like it's good to see that because then you can really see, like, if no one's sticking up for someone, you know, like, okay, they definitely were in the wrong. Like, no one likes him here. Mm-hmm. But I think that people were kind of annoyed with Ed, which we only saw a little bit of that. But yeah. And then of course the Bennett and Noah thing got brought up and like, I'm sorry, but I get it that Noah is younger and I do see the immaturity from him, but Bennett literally is the definition of a bully. Like he talks to people like he is so much better and he is on this higher horse. And I'm not saying it's because he went to Harvard. Like, I don't think that's why. That may be part of it, but I just think that he's used to living this life of like, I get everything the best version of everything, and so he thinks he's better than everyone. It's like, I still don't agree with the whole gift thing. I thought what he did was so rude, and I was like happy they called him out. And then, of course, he called Kenny a One Direction boy manager who wears camo, which I thought was so funny because it was so true.
Yeah. And then also Bennett, in the previous episodes on the two-on-one where Bennett gave him a book, he said, you are three out of the four things. And then he was like, I'm just being nice to Noah. He was 4 out of 4, or he lacked 4 out of 4. So he's only throwing gas on the fire. I just couldn't stand Bennett going down the stretch of the season. And I feel like I'm sure all his life, like, he was probably like the popular smart kid.
Yeah.
And like, he felt like he was the alpha dog. And, yep, you know, nobody ever stood up for him or stood up to him.
To him. Yep.
And, you know, he came into the house thinking that he could just run everybody over. And DeMar was one of the guys that called him out for it. And he was like, you talk down on all the younger guys.
Everyone. Yeah. I was so happy he said that.
And like, that was not okay. And like, Bennett didn't see it that way at all, but I think all of us saw it that way. And I, you know, when you look at it, I think Bennett's the one lacking those traits in the book.
Yeah. No, I agree. I definitely, like, I couldn't agree more with Noah's statement that he really does talk down to people. And it was proven this whole season. And you even saw it again in the mental all with him, you know, talking down to him. But
also, yeah, I'd like to add, he didn't really say it, but I could definitely tell, like, Noah was like extremely hurt by it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not like, like, ooh, you're burned. Like, I feel like he was close to tears when he was talking.
Yes, I thought so too. He looked like he was a little bit. I think he was offended.
I think he definitely was offended. And, like, he felt like Bennett completely went over the line. I think Bennett did. And, like, you know, Noah, like, has actual emotions. And he genuinely hurt them. And, I get that.
He may have also gone into it thinking, like, a lot of the times when there's fights like that and there's drama, they usually squash it on men or women tell all because they're not fighting for that guy or girl anymore. So they're just like, whatever. But I think maybe Noah went into it thinking, like, okay, he's going to just be like, yeah, I'm so sorry. Like, that was wrong of me or whatever. And, like, own up to it. And he just continued to, like, attack him. So I just think that he probably was just, like, emotionally, like, drained from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that wasn't the only controversial part of the night. They brought back Yosef to talk about, you know, how he left the show and how he completely disrespected Claire, which he didn't see it that way at all. And I just can't believe someone is so blind to, you know, the wrong that they did. And
when so many people, so many people are calling you out and telling you you're wrong, like, you have to realize that, like, you messed up. And the fact, like, when Chris Harrison, his line couldn't have been more perfect, saying that, like, how would you feel if this was your daughter and a man talked to your daughter that way? And I was like, yes, Chris, like, such an amazing point. And the fact that he was like, well, if my daughter acted that way, she deserves it. Like, no, nobody deserves to be talked to that way. And not a female by a male. That is so condescending. And he, honestly, the best part of that whole thing was the guys' reactions. Like, Riley's side eye, Jason was like, oh my God. Like, that was the best part to watch because all the guys were just like, you, even Bennett was like, you are an idiot.
Mm-hmm. And I think that also had to do with, like, you know, they hated what Claire, not hated, but they got the wrong end of the stick in terms of, like, what Claire did to them. But, you know, they still respected her and they still, like, cared for her. And I don't know. And especially with Jason, like, he was one of the only guys that had a connection with Claire. And, like, for Yosef to come up there and just completely, like, trash her, he was upset. And
yeah,
I just don't get how Yosef can stand with, like, what he said.
Yeah. And, I just tried to pull it up and I lost it. But Chris Harrison, I was trying to find his tweet from yesterday. He said it best. It was like, you can't, he was making a point, like, you can't force people to apologize and make them see wrong. But it's so right. Like, at the end of the day, you can't make this guy think that, you know, like, okay, I said the wrong thing, but oh my God, I just could not believe, like, he just didn't apologize.
Yeah. And I wish right then and there, Chris would have been like, well, you feel this way, and like, we feel that we will not ever be welcoming you back to the show. Like, I wish he would have kind of, I mean, he did stand up for Claire, but like, stand up for the integrity of like The Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Yeah. Well, I think that as much as they love villains to bring those villains on Bachelor in Paradise, I hope that they learn their lesson and ABC does not bring him on there, because he's going to go home right away. Like, no female is going to want to be with him after the way that he, and he didn't even apologize. Oh, yeah. Chris tweeted, I found the tweet. It says, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it apologize.
Mm-hmm. It made me think back to JoJo's season when, I mean, Chad acted kind of like a similar way, but it was more towards like the guys, where he just blatantly disrespected like everybody. And then he disrespected JoJo on his way out, and he just was unapologetic for it. So it made me just think of that and how he, but he was welcome back for Paradise, which he ended up getting kicked off of, but that's another story. But they ended up bringing up Blake being sent home, and it just made me like Blake even more, because, you know, he asked the tough questions with Tayshia, like, if we had more time, could it have been something? And I think he just wanted that final closure with Tayshia, and I think he got it.
Yeah, and I think it was Bennett ended up asking her, like, he addressed the whole, like, why'd you bring me back if you didn't, like, if you knew you were gonna send me home right away. And honestly, in my opinion, like, she sent you home, you chose to come back. So like, she doesn't owe you an explanation. Like, she didn't send you home and then tell you to come back and then send you off. Like, she owes you no reason. Like, not at all. But yes, Blake, great guy. I was happy she addressed it. I did think, like, I don't think that she answered his statement or, like, addressed it, because
I don't think she did either.
Because you could tell, like, he repeated himself again and again, and I don't think she was getting that, like, he was telling her, you blamed it on time.
And I also think she, that question kind of puts her in a tough spot, because, like, in terms of, like, contract-wise, because, you know, she can't say whether or not she ended up with anybody in the end of it, or like, could it work out? So I think it's a tough question to answer without breaking contract and like going against the rules. I was thinking that in the moment.
Yeah, that's true. But then they bring up Riley, which broke my heart again. You could tell, like, Riley genuinely was there for Tayshia. Like, you couldn't name a single person that, like, he just, I felt so bad. It was breaking my heart watching him rewatch it. I really wish ABC waited to pick The Bachelor, because I would have loved to see him. Like, I know that, like, we've said it already, they wanted a Bachelor that was of color, and this season has brought on so many guys of different races. Even, like, I saw a lot of tweets that people were like, what about, like, Joe? Like, because I don't know if he was Korean or Asian. I don't know exactly. I can't remember what descent, but he would have been a great one. Or, you know, I mean, easy. Damar. I love Damar.
I like Damar. I was
Riley,
saying that.
Like, any of those guys. If Ivan doesn't win, like, and, you know, it's just tough because we don't know Matt. Like, we just left the season and we're loving these guys and we want happiness for them, where it's hard because it's like, no one knows Matt. Like, I don't care.
What is tough too about that, though, is it could have had to do with knowing that they were going to be filming back.
But they did it with
seasons.
Rachel. They released Rachel before she got kicked off.
Well, no, I meant like, so they would have had to, I'm thinking in terms of heartbreak. So say he gets dumped at the while proposing. I think they started filming a week after Tayshia's season concluded. So I mean, that's a tough turnaround. I remember, I think it was Blake. They wanted him to be the next Bachelor, and he was still not over Becca.
Mm. Yep.
And so, like, I'm wondering it had to do with timing that they needed to get the Bachelor. But they also had to jump on it quick with everything going on. But I'm excited for Matt, though. I think it'll be good. But I definitely do think there were a bunch of great guys from this season of color that would have been great Bachelors. And, you know, we had background on them going in.
Hopefully they'll remember those for like next year, and maybe because they have broken up this streak of following, you know, it used to be it'd be someone from the season before, and you know, Ari and Nick changed that. So I really hope that they keep that, and maybe we'll see one of them as a Bachelor next season. But I don't know if you have anything else you want to touch on Men Tell All. I think that is it. We can move on to last night's episode, which gets us to the hometowns. And I was not expecting them to actually see the families. I thought this was going to be like a Zoom call. But I did like that they brought them in. I just felt bad because like I missed the whole like we got to see where they were from. They do dates. Like I'll never forget. I loved when Jason Tardik took her to was Becca to Buffalo and they went and ate chicken wings. Like I love that stuff. Or they go back to the school and stuff. So, but we had Krista tells them who's coming, and I think this was because of COVID and who could test negative, who could travel. So they didn't even get to like choose who was coming. So Zach found out his mom, dad, and brother. Ivan was told just his mom and dad. Ben was sister and a family friend, which I felt so bad. Like no parents were there for him. And then Brendan had his brother, wife, and niece, another one who didn't have parents there, which was interesting. I don't know if we've ever seen that.
You know what I was wondering is, did they have like Bennett and Noah's family quarantine in case like they had to come on? Or did right when, I mean, like, did they ask Tayshia, we need a day or two in advance notice. Who are you keeping? We need to bring in. Like, that's what I was wondering in that moment.
The way that she was so hurt by sending Blake and Riley home, and it was so close to that, I doubt it. I bet you they had maybe, like, that top seven, all of their families, like, maybe not quarantined, but, like, I don't know, maybe self-quarantine, and then get tested. And then when she picked, they probably just kept testing them until they were like completely clear. But that's a good question. So they bring them in. We start with Brendan's date, which was really cute. We definitely saw like a new side of Brendan. He's usually very quiet and timid, and he did like a carnival themed date with her, and his niece was there, and it was so cute. I did think that he has it's weird because I do see that Tayshia really likes him, but I'm still not there yet where I can see her in love with him. Like, I don't even know if I don't even think she feels that way yet with him, which is why I was surprised by who went home.
Yeah, I feel like they definitely had a better connection with, well, I don't know. It's tough to say. I felt like they had a good connection and they relate. They relate a lot because, you know, Brendan was married before at a similar age to when Tayshia was married, and they both got divorced. And I think they really bonded over that and a lot of their similarities. And that's progressed their relationship.
That was brought up a million times.
Mm-hmm. And well, that was brought up progressed their relationship more than others.
Yeah. I mean, I do agree. I think that's a good connection that they have, and they'll understand each other more. But I don't know. I was just uncomfortable because they talked about it a lot. And like, I feel like they both were divorced such a long time ago, it seems like. So it's like they're over that phase. I don't really think it needs to continue to get brought up. Like, I don't think they're still feeling like, oh, I'm I'm not there yet. But I did really like Brendan after that date. I just still don't see him ready to propose at the end of this. I feel like he may be one of the ones that is just like, it's like a Peter from Rachel's season. Like, he's going to be like, I really want to be with you, but I'm not ready to propose.
Yeah, I see. I don't think any of these guys are ready.
Yeah, that's
propose.
True. Maybe Zach.
I mean, the season is very short. Yeah, I'd see Zach. And I just think that it was very rushed.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of Tayshia coming on and then finishing the season. So I don't know if any of them would propose. But I did like Brendan even more after this. And you saw that, like, he can be, I mean, you can't get it off that one date, but, like, he does have father potential because of how well he is with his niece.
Yeah.
And, like, that's something huge because Tayshia's talked about it. She wants, like, 5 kids.
Yeah.
And
I was shocked. At the end of that date, it clearly went really well for her because she was like, I could actually see him being my husband, which was
mm-hmm.
very big step, I felt like, for her and Brendan. But you could tell, like, Brendan adores her and he really has strong feelings. And it's really funny because he's super, like, emotional, wear your heart on your sleeve, mm-hmm. whereas some of the other guys aren't as much. Not the final four, but the other guys that we've had this season.
Yeah, but then, I definitely agree.
Yeah, we move into Zach's date, which I loved. It was New York theme. Shout out to our home state, even though it was like in La Quinta.
Literally. I loved that Zach like set up, I'm trying to think of how to say it, like a fake taxi where they had to like carry the car with their arms and mm-hmm. like roll around the city, and nothing's funnier than Zach trying to teach Tayshia how to call for a taxi.
Yeah, I was dying. I'm and like, Tayshia's never gonna call for a taxi in her life.
But yeah, she said she wants to move to New York, and I mean, if you want to live in New York City and you're in that area, you have to be able to call for a cab.
Yeah, the girl's never gonna call for a cab in her life. She'll probably have a personal driver at this point.
Yeah,
or Uber.
But so they hit all the different spots and they hit like vendors, and I believe, yeah, that was.
Yeah, they did bagels, pizza. Mm-hmm.
And one, I've never heard of this, but putting blueberries on bagels.
Yeah, Tayshia
said she loved it. I've never heard of that.
No, I've put fruit on the side, never on a bagel though. Ugh.
Yeah, I thought that was
blueberry bagel, that's good, but not blueberries on a bagel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought that was gross. But she ends up being able to meet Zach's family, obviously, and Zach's talked about it all season how important his family is to him and like how they got him through so many tough times in his life. And when Tayshia talked to Zach's brother, he was asking all the tough questions for Tayshia. And even one question, he was like, you didn't answer the question.
Yeah, he was so real.
Yeah, I think he asked, like, I'm trying to remember, something like what put, like, Zach in front of the others or something like that. And he was like, you didn't answer my question.
Yeah, I really liked that he was asking her all those questions. And, like, I don't know. I feel like Zach doesn't really talk much about his brother. He talks more about his parents.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really liked Zach's dad. I thought he was sweet. And you could tell his mom was just like happy to see him happy, mm-hmm. and their whole family was. I have noticed though, I put down that in my notes that on date two, I still haven't seen, I felt like, and maybe it's because this is faster than normal, but usually you leave a date and they're saying the I'm falling in love with you or I love you. Like that's usually when they say it, is after the parents. Yeah. We see it a lot, and we didn't get it from Zach and we didn't get it from Brendan.
Yeah.
And
I think it has to do with how rushed the season is. I think we will get it in like the next episode. With like fantasy suites, but we didn't get it in this episode from
no
any of them.
The guys.
Yeah. But we, after Zach, we get Ivan's hometown. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I really liked his parents. I thought they were
yes,
cute. And his mom was like this little adorable. I think he said she's from the Philippines.
Yep, she's Filipino.
And she was awesome.
Yeah, she was cute. I loved their date of the cooking. You could tell Tayshia was like, maybe Tayshia just didn't know the side of Ivan, but you could tell she was like, she literally said to him, she was like, I love this date. Like, this is right up my alley. She really appreciated cooking. It was hilarious that they burned him, and he was like, these are not good at all. And they were like honest about it.
What's really funny is, I don't know if you remember, but I think it was right before Hometowns of Colton season. Her and Colton did the same exact thing.
Oh, really? I don't remember that.
And so that just made me think back to that in deja vu. But yeah. I did like how, I feel like it continues to come up in conversation, like divorce stories and this season.
Yes, but I did like that from the dad.
Ivan's dad brought up that, you know, he was once married before Ivan's mom, and it was at a very young age. I think he said 24. But they ended up getting divorced. It didn't work out. And he spoke about like how young he was. He wasn't ready, but that got him ready for, you know, the rest of his life with Ivan's mom. And I think that, you know, that's amazing for Tayshia to hear. Because, you know,
because she's probably nervous that like these parents are, if they know that she's been married and divorced before, they may be like skeptical and be nervous that like, okay, this is going to happen again to my son. And yeah, I agree. I was really happy he shared that story. And I like that his mom was real too. Like she told her, she was like, I'm skeptical about this. Like, I don't know how I feel yet. Like, which you do get a lot, but it's good because some of the parents just brush it off and they're just like, oh my God, we love her. She's so great. It's like, no, you're nervous.
And the big surprise of the date was when Ivan's brother came out of the door. He must have been in hiding the whole time Tayshia was talking to Ivan's parents. But that was big. Ivan spoke about how much his brother has meant to him and how much he's had to step in for him with his brother's daughter.
Yeah, like he's played like stepdad pretty much for the daughter, which we've seen at the beginning of that date. And then he talked to her about it on, we didn't talk about it. We didn't do that episode. But when he has her there sit down about, you know, the whole Black Lives Matter movement and all that, he's clearly super, he just loves his niece, like his own.
Yeah, and they have a really good relationship, those brothers. And when his brother, I don't really remember his name, but when he spoke about like seeing Ivan in that room with Tayshia, like it was a whole nother Ivan in a good way, and that like he felt they were right for each other, and that was good for Tayshia. And I just think bringing in the brother made their like date even better.
Yeah. Like she was able to get more of a feel about him, I feel like, from the brother.
And after Ivan, we get the final hometown date with Ben. And I was kind of waiting for Ben's because, you know, it was only going to be Ben's sister and their family friend, but he took her on a little Venice beach. He's not from Venice. That's why I was a little confused.
No, but I think he lives in California and he loved Venice Beach, and she's from Orange County, California, I'm pretty sure.
But he took her on this little beach date where they hit multiple stands, they've got hats, I think they got ice cream,
they did like smoothie wellness shots.
Oh yes, the smoothie wellness shots.
They rollerbladed. It was cute. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, and Ben all season, well, I guess not all season, we saw it with the one-on-one date last week, which we didn't get to talk about, but Ben opens up about his past, and he spoke about how much like his sister has meant to him, and how close they are, and
yeah, you could tell Tayshia was really excited to meet. Yeah, I mean, I was happy to see Tayshia got to sit down with Ben's sister and kind of get a feel from her, just like Ivan's, you know, with his brother. And I kind of thought we would get more from the sister, but I don't know. I thought maybe like she kind of just mentioned, oh, he had a rough time. But I thought that she would maybe touch on it a little bit more. But she just, you know, says he's sensitive. He wears his heart on his sleeve kind of thing, mm-hmm. which we've seen. But I thought that was interesting because he starts the episode by saying he doesn't cry ever. And then the sister's like, he's so sensitive. He wears his heart on his sleeve. He's really emotional. Right. And then it's like, we're getting no emotions from him. But he tells his family friend that, like, you know, he's never felt this way before about anyone. And the friend was just like, you're in love. Like, I can see it. I know it. I can tell. And he's like, yeah, you're right. Well, at first he says no. And then he's like, yeah, this is love. I am in love. And I did like that his family was so blunt. Like, she was like, no, you are in love. Like, it's very obvious. And it just, like, breaks my heart that he didn't tell her how he felt. Because, I was just hoping when he didn't say it, I was like, okay, he's going to pull, like, because we've seen it before, he's going to pull her side right before
I thought he was going to pull her side, yeah.
And I was like, dude, come on. But I still thought Tayshia was going to give it to him anyways, and he was just going to be the last one to get it. Mm-hmm. And then she doesn't give it to him, and I literally could not believe it. And honestly, I usually will stick up for The Bachelorette, but I will say Tayshia was upset that he didn't have much to give her and didn't show emotion. But I truly think that he was so caught off guard. He did not expect that. Like, there was no chance in his mind that he thought he was going home. Mm-hmm. And she just totally caught everyone off by guard or off guard. And I think she caught him off guard. And he truly was speechless. And mm-hmm. I don't feel bad in the sense of that for her. I do feel bad that he wasn't open with her and told her he loved her. But like even in the car and he was talking to the camera, he was like, I don't even know what to say. Like, he had no words.
Mm-hmm. I think he was confident that, well, one, that he was going to go through. But I think he also saw himself with Tayshia at the end of it.
Yeah.
And I definitely agree with you that, like, Tayshia was like,
she wanted more.
Like, she wanted more, and he was just shocked. And I feel like he reacted like I would have reacted. Like, he was like,
I think she wanted,
didn't know what to say.
She wanted him to fight for her, but it's like, that's not what you're on a, like, in normal relationships, maybe. Yes. You would tell break up and maybe the guy fights for you and you get back together, but you're on a show. You mm-hmm. sent him home. There's no going back now. You told him goodbye. He can't fight for you right there. And then you're going to be like, okay, actually, never mind. The only thing that I could think of is like a Colton moment where he sent the girls home and then went back to Cassie. I don't know. I just, in that moment,
I was shocked.
Expect him to fight for you.
I was genuinely shocked myself. I did not think that Ben was going to get sent home.
He was in my final two. I didn't think he'd win. I wanted him to win, but I thought him and Zach were final two, and Zach would end up with her.
And he's another guy, if they didn't pick their bachelor already, that could have been bachelor material. Like, he would have been.
I had speculations this morning. I had some weird thoughts, and then I kind of was like, actually, no. So normally when something like this happens, like Blake, for instance, Blake got really emotional. He wasn't expecting it. You get like this sap story from them on social media, and they usually will address it, but he hadn't said anything. And then today he posted a story of his face and the bottom just says, I love you. So then I was like, yeah. So then I was like, wait, what if, and I thought the Cole Colton thing, and I was like, what if they are together and she sends all the guys home and she goes after him? But then I was like, I don't know, because when Colton did it, they made such a big deal about, like, is he engaged? Uh-huh. What happened? Blah, 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 where they're not doing that with her. So then I was like, actually, probably not. But for a little bit today, I was like, maybe she ends up with him, because it was just such a weird post. And he still hasn't addressed it.
Yeah. And I wonder if he will. I would love to hear, like, his side. Like, I wish the men tell all would have been after the second episode.
Yes,
so
but they
could have heard from Ben.
Yes, but they will bring him on for the finale.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I hope they do, because, like, I want to hear his side of the story. And I also want to hear Tayshia's reaction, like, being able to watch it back and knowing, like, say she doesn't end up with anybody at the end of this, like, knowing Ben did love her and he didn't say anything about it. Yeah, but that pretty much wraps it up with that episode. Unless there's anything else you want to talk about.
I just want to show. I was looking at his story, but to see if he's posted anything since. But no, it's just a video of himself, and in the corner it said "I love you," which is so weird. Down there, so I don't know.
Yeah,
we'll
but that pretty much wraps it up this week on After the Final Rose with Alana and Dante. Next week, we are getting a two-night finale, Monday and Tuesday night, where we find out who does Tayshia end up with. And
does she end up with anyone?
Does she end up with anybody? Does she get engaged? And who is it? So I'm very curious to see, and I'm excited. I wonder if they'll bring back I wish they would have brought back Claire to talk to the guys.
Yes.
As well.
Oh, I meant
feel like
to
they
say
completely
that.
Forgot about her.
They in the beginning, they totally tried to brush it under the rug. They barely even freaking talked about her. I was so mad. I'm like, she needs to come out here. I'm not saying the guys should rip her apart, but they should at least be allowed to address her and be like, you shouldn't have let us on that long.
I definitely agree. So we'll see. Maybe we'll get that next week. I doubt it, because I think it's going to be very Tayshia focused.
Yeah.
But I'm excited. And soon, it's only going to be 2 weeks between the Bachelorette ending and the Bachelor beginning. So it's going to be quick. And I'm excited for a lot of Bachelor and Bachelorette. So that wraps it up here on After the Final Rose. Make sure to follow us on Instagram if you don't already. Subscribe to us on YouTube. And hit the like button on all the podcasting platforms like Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. And also turn on notifications so you know when we post our podcast. So thank you for tuning in, and we will see you next week.
See you then, guys. We can't wait for the finale.